K-E-8-R-U-H.
N-A-P-B-F. N-A-P-B-F. Oh, nothing like a late start on hump day. I was wondering where everybody was at. Yeah, I don't know why either. I got plenty of sleep. My alarm went off and I snoozed it. And I can snooze twice. And then I got to get up. So the second snooze, I turned it off. And that's where I would get up. And I opened my eyes 20 minutes later. Like, what the hell? I did the same thing except no alarm. I woke up at, I don't know, 6-ish. Shut my eyes again. Woke up at 6:30. I got a sore throat coming on, so I can tell I'm worn down and not feeling great. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Take my time. I had coffee at about 4:30 this morning, and it did not agree with me, so my stomach's in airier mode. Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY. I feel fine. Just got up a little late. But I got a meeting that runs late tonight, so I might have psychologically known that going in a little later because I'm going to be working a little later. That might be it. I don't know. That meeting's hit or miss. Sometimes it runs late, sometimes it doesn't. We'll see. I've got something on the agenda, so kind of got to go. Well, regardless, it's not a big deal. Just knock her out. We can shift and bob and weave our days to accommodate work. No big deal. Dakota? Good morning, Donald. It sounds like you just need to take a poop. Hopefully that'll help. But same thing. I know when I've got projects underway or I'm going to be working past 5 or whatever, it's a lot easier for me to justify not getting there at 7:15 like I usually do.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the number 2 thing there, but it sounds like your throat being a little rough. Were you out and had smoke at all yesterday? Because sometimes it doesn't take much to irritate that. I got to be careful. My lungs were compromised from COVID back in 2019, so any of these alerts that they talk about, 3 or above, if I'm going to be outside, I got to wear some kind of mask or something to be precautionary. But I haven't been out much and had my door wall and windows open, but wind was not coming in, but maybe, you know, I'm just saying that might be it as well, because it was heavy yesterday. And, I'm pretty much okay now. It's just rough first thing this morning without any being in my stomach, and just drinking coffee on an empty stomach sometimes gives me an adverse reaction. So that's about it. But I got nothing on my schedule today, and so I got time to recover. Sean.
Yeah, man, I got construction all over the place. You got the Quinner all tore up north of 15. So I think I'm going to take 16 in today. I got to remember tonight not to take 13 mile. I've been doing that the last couple days, and then I get to Hoover, and it says road closed. I'm like, oh, man. So I got to snake through the subdivision. Always makes me angry. So, I can't remember these things. You know, you go into autopilot and you just hit the routes you normally hit. It's hard to break that autopilot.
Sean,
when they were doing that crap at 26 and 53, it took me, I don't know, probably a week to remember I got to take Garfield. from Hall and skirt around it. And I'd find myself either stuck on the highway or trying to work my way back to a Michigan left. I know what you mean. You're kind of just going. And I don't know, Donald. I don't know if it's, I mean, I wasn't outside raking my yard with a tractor all weekend, so I'm sure that dust played a factor, but the kids have had some boogers the last week, so, and they love being in dad's face, so I'm sure that played a part in it, but I feel fine otherwise. Just scratchy throat. It's weird.
Jump in here a second. Did you get my message about shutting the Mayville GMRS transmitter off?
Go ahead, Sean.
My internet dropped or what? Did you reply, Sean, or I didn't hear nothing. I heard a blip and that was it.
I'm listening to some guys over in GMRS talking about Central Michigan Network.
You log into, I sent you a message, text, and I sent you Slack. Can you log into Mayville and shut it off? The transmitter is showing transmitting. Analog was doing the same thing, and I don't know why, but it's not showing it's transmitting, but it's sitting there just transmitting. It's been transmitting all night, and I thought it was somebody ditched last night, but this morning when I turned my radio on, both the analog and the DMR were stuck transmitting, so it ship needs to be shut off, and I don't know, needs to be rebooted or what, but I'm sure it's pretty warm.
All right, let me see what I can do here. I don't know if I can get to Mayville. I'll check it out.
SWR.
Which Mayville? You talked about MI-8 or MI-2?
Shut off already. I need MI-8 shut off. The GMRS repeater there. It doesn't say it's transmitting, but analog was doing the same thing. Wasn't showing on the dashboard it was transmitting, but the transmitter was up, transmitting 24/7.
All right, I can get to that. All right, let me see if, hopefully it works. Are you in a position to hear if it drops? Let me go try to drop it.
You know I can bump over there.
WRCY standing by. I just flipped over there. Forgot I have a radio that does GMRS today and flipped right back.
I'm going to shut up before I got out of range to hear that it's not transmitting. So hopefully Sean can get it shut off.
My dual bander that I'm on right now scans the MI-8, and I have not taken it down or taken it out of my radio. And my radio's been on since like 5, and I haven't had any dead keys or scanning anything in GMRS at all. A couple of dead keys this morning on Troy, but they only last about 2 or 3 dead keys, and that's it. But I have not heard anything else from any other of the 7 frequencies available, dead keen or being stuck on anything on scans, so I'm not aware of it. That's why I'm just going to be standing by. W8RCY.
Is that Mayville repeater still linked? That's, I can hit that and hear that from my house. Okay, Jeff, you still here?
I hear what you said, but it's still transmitting if you said you shut it off.
Yeah, I can see it. It's linked up to the hub, but I issued a disconnect command before I disabled it, and it didn't disconnect, and then I issued the disable command, and I do. There's nothing showing up in the Allman from it. So I'm guessing that I'm sending the commands, but it's not getting them. It says successful, but I don't get any feedback back from it. So there's something going on, and I can't control it.
Sounds like you need an IP PDU.
So I don't know if they both run off the same wide box. I don't remember. But got to be an issue there. If you can just get the disable again and see if it works. I don't know. If not, oh well. Good thing it's an MTR.
All right, I just hit disable again, and interestingly, the, oh, no, it didn't. I was going to say the telemetry popped back up, but I just sent disable again.
Hey, well, it's still transmitting, so thanks for trying.
Yeah, the funny thing is that when I send disable, it says successful, command successful, so it's really weird, but there's no, it's not reporting back. And it doesn't seem to be actually doing what you tell it to do. So Flint was doing that yesterday when that guy told me Flint wasn't working. So same thing, it wasn't reporting back, and I looked like I was sending commands to it, but it wasn't working. Anywho, we'll have to wait for Fabulous to hit the PDU. I don't know the PDU. IP up there, so.
All right. Oh, am I? Yeah, I need to get the login and web page and all that for that. There's more than one or two people that can take care of it. I sent you text messages. Via text message.
Don, what about a bash pseudo reboot?
Okay, we're still here.
Yeah, I can get to the Allmon page, you know, basically Allmon, Supermon, and do whatever it lets me, but I don't have the actual Linux password for it. I mean, I probably do, but I don't know it. Certainly couldn't deal with it driving. And I don't know the PDU address. I don't know how to get the PDU. So I suppose I ought to get that information since I'm usually Johnny on the spot with some of this stuff. Ah, well. And, Donald, you said you haven't heard anything on GMRS. It's been lit up like the 4th of July since I got in the car.
While you were fiddle-faddling trying to shut it off on your end, my dual-bander is scanning GMRS and everything that's in this radio that we normally talk on. And the only thing my radio is locking up on is the East Coast reflector on the GM repeater. The GMRSs are all quiet except for Troy. I had some dead keys this morning, and that was it. But that's somebody does that, and that's kind of common, about two or three dead keys. But no, nothing locking up on anything that what was the MI8. So, I mean, all that stuff is still in there. PLs are the same. I haven't touched anything, and that's why I'm surprised, you guys. That's why I asked about the monitor page the other day, so I can monitor that kind of stuff. And that's why this has all kind of got me scratching my head.
Yeah, you said that. I'm saying that it's been lit up all morning, so there's something wrong on your end if you're not hearing activity on the MI8. That's all I'm pointing out. And the dashboard is no longer available off network. You can only get to it on network.
Apologize for misunderstanding. Okay, well, like I said, if I heard something stuck on, I would have
know, let you know or sent you a text or something, but I have not heard anything out of the ordinary in that kind of activity, something being stuck.
No, I wasn't looking for that either. I just wanted to let you know you got something wrong on your end. That's all, the whole purpose of my transmission. Just let you know something's wrong on your end if you're not hearing stuff. That's all.
Okie dokie. I will check my equipment sometime today. W8RCY, listening.
Oh, where are you at, Dakota? He must have got to work. So, Jeff, do you know, is there a PDU at Mayville?
Copy that. Yes, there is.
All right. Well, that may be the solution, because there's something weird going on. I can't. It seems to be working. You know, I can get to it, and it's, you know, I can touch it, but there's something going on. It's not actually doing, even though it's accepting the command, it's actually not doing it.
Okay. I'm just going to bump into the right? Get zero turn down, and I got to try to remember my login, so here we go. WFU, keep it up here.
KCAKKO.
Good morning, Tom. NAWRO.
Oh, good morning, kind sir. Heading out to Bloomfield Hills today.
A little bit of a trip, not too bad though. I did want to mention, I think you said something about the picnic being this Saturday. I think that's been rescheduled to next month, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I will let the family know.
Yeah, in one of the more recent Monday emails, he made it the second weekend next month, which unfortunately for me is good old days, so that means I won't be able to make it. But in other words, you may have a free Saturday. Yay!
I'm always happy with free Saturdays. Yeah, I'm going to have to let the family know. I think my son was looking forward to it, and my daughter, you know, took off the day from her old job, but she's on a new job now, so. But I'll just send it out to them, let them know that it's been rescheduled.
Very good. I just didn't want you showing up there. Nobody's around. Wouldn't be a good day. NAWRO listening.
Oh, I'm still here, Tim. Sorry. I was texting real quick.
Well, no, I figured as much. Anytime you workers are heading into work or taking phone calls or doing texts, there's a little pause there. That's typically what it is.
Yeah, and I got, you know, I'm doing a team meeting, and so far the boss hasn't come online yet, so I don't even know what's going on with that.
I imagine you don't get your full game plan for the day until that happens.
Well, you know, everybody from Michigan, all the service techs are, you know, every Wednesday we have this huddle.
and I think the boss forgot about it. And so everybody's just all hanging out. We get on there like 8 o'clock, like it says, and he doesn't show up. And then I just jumped off. No point sitting there waiting for him, and everybody's just going to jump off anyways.
I get it. Waiting for the coach's briefing, but the coach doesn't show up.
Oh, yeah, maybe he should change it to a different day. Mondays isn't good because, you know, it's following up on the weekend and everything else like that. And phone calls and meetings, blah, blah, blah. But our old boss, every Wednesday, like clockwork, he was there.
All right, sounds good, Tom. I think today being is net for Wayne County at 9 p.m. Only thing I got on my schedule radio-wise. And, of course, we got our net tomorrow at 7. So sounds good. You have a great day. I'll be hanging out on both sides, 7.2 in this. NAWRO, after you.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be out and about as always. Enjoy the morning. Enjoy breakfast and you're jumping down there. I'll talk to you in a bit, and I'm a plus. KDC, KDO.
WACD.
Yeah, I'm the world according to Wally's opinion on that Richmond repeater. It does absolutely great north of town. It doesn't really help poor Wally much, but that's in New Baltimore. But everything north, oh my gosh, that thing is stand up. Amazing the coverage it gets just north of town.
Oh yeah, I usually hit it pretty darn well up by Keypack in my city. You know, so the direction is just awesome.
It's weird, but hey, it works. Well, that's a good thing. Yes, they need coverage there too, so all is good in the hood. All right, I worked last night for a little bit on the code plugs for the race. We're going to put a couple EMR simplexes in there for local communication, again, you know, within the ARPSC guys. Talk group 99, slot 2 is what the standard is, or the recommendation is for DMR simplex stuff, and I thought, okay, that's good to know. I found it at two different places, and then guy that I bought the handy talkie from over in Grand Rapids area, I forget his name, he was pretty involved in all of that stuff. I looked at his code plug, and sure as heck, he had a handful of frequencies in there that were talk group 99 simplex time slot 2, so apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, I gotta get a list of those so I can put them in, plug them into the radio. There's some in there. I looked through OpenG77 last night because I put all of the MI5 channels in there and then set up a zone on the radio strictly for EMR, so now I can flip around the way I need to.
You said that one does do the IP spec, IP connect thing, so it'd be interesting to see if it works. I'm sure it does.
Well, I know, I mean, that's what I read up on it, but because it's not the the factory code plug, and using OpenGD77 and feature maybe on, I'm not sure. I still gotta fiddle around with it when I get a chance.
Well, you know, that's part of the fun. That's the part I enjoy. Sometimes I don't want to ask. I just want to figure out, you know, because you learn a lot more by figuring out, you know, oh, that works, that doesn't work, you know, things like that. Then somebody just telling you, oh, yeah, this and this and this. Well, why are you a ham radio if you got to be spoon-fed? That's my soapbox for the day.
Well, that's the joy. I go in there and I start messing around with it. I'm like, look, here's a feature. Let's try this. Ooh, let's try that. Yeah, I love poking around and programming and see if I can change things.
Yes, sir. So, anyways, Dave and I might go to Oakland County ARPSC meeting tonight. We're talking about it. See if we can get some better guidance as far as our assistance, and then also to it being kind of neat. So in case there's a call for help, either east goes west or west goes east, A, we kind of know the faces, and B, we kind of know the dynamics of what they like, and they kind of know the dynamics of what we like. So, you know, it's part of it, and that's part of it too. So he said he had today off, but he had to check with the War Department, and I'm pressed for time, like you would believe. I mean, everything else that's going on, I'm just pressed, plus I still haven't had a chance to hook up with Sean. Took my truck in yesterday to get it serviced, and I didn't get it back till 2:30, so it was like, oh my God, stop, just stop. So it was go, 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 go.
Yeah, that's how it was yesterday with me and my coworker. You know, we tag teamed because there's not that much work out there. And between the both of us, we did 7 jobs yesterday.
Yeah, but we're doing pretty good as far as work goes. We're short some technicians. We could always use some technicians, but so we're doing good with that. So that's exciting. We've got a nice big project coming up down at the airport. One of my, I won't say any names, but one of my better customers just acquired another dealership, and this owner likes to do things right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's not crazy, but he also, you know, okay, let's replace this. Okay, let's do that, you know, and things like that. So he keeps us busy, and he's definitely very safety-oriented, which a handful of these owners are not. This one is. If there's anything that fails, safety lock, cable, airlock, any of those things that could cause a problem, it's like, replace it. Don't even tell me. Just fix it, you know. So things like that. And it was kind of funny, over the gentleman, and he was saying, you know, what I thought about the air compressors. This is, well, one's really, really old. I guess he went there yesterday, and he told me, well,
We're going to gain a lot of weight if you come down.
What do you mean come down? I'm gaining weight just staying up here. You're bringing it all up here to me.
Well, that's good, right?
No, I'm not complaining, nor is Jennifer.
Hi, Greg. I was driving on 75, 80 miles an hour, so I'm going to let you go. Take care and have a good day. WIKFA-DRC.
Okay, Jack. Drive safe. WD8KLL. I'll be clear. WD8KLL.
RJD, monitoring.
Hey, Taylor.
I didn't catch that call sign. What is that call sign? This is with W8RJD.
Hey,
Taylor. W8RJD. Radio, so I don't know how I'm coming through. Alright, so muffled. That's not good. This is, I got a, one of those new, I think it's the Radtel MA1 I've got in my office now, but it's not good if it's coming through muffled, because the signal looks like it's strong from here, but I don't know if it's me not getting out or what.
Sounds like you have a good signal. Almost sounds like, I don't know, maybe you're got your finger over the mic hole or something there. It's not getting the full range of the voice.
How about now? Just checking, like, any better now, or because it could be the hand mic. Well, how's it now?
That's a little better, but still a little muffled. I think if you speak up a little bit more, it picks up more of the range, but I don't know, it does sound quite muffled.
Hang on, I'm going to try something. I extended the mic with the Cat5 cable. I'm going to see if I can, I'm going to go directly into the head and see how that works. Hold on for just a minute. W8RJD. All right, there we go. Now I'm directly into the the head of the radio from with the mic cable. How does that sound?
It sounds about the same, but I don't know what settings you have for input in there. Here we'll do an EQ on her or anything like that.
I don't know, do you think it might be a mic gain issue, or do you think it's, or do you think that it's, like, an EQ setting? I don't know, I mean, it's hard to say, because I can't, but if it's muffled, I'm worried that it's the mic itself, the hand mic.
I mean, it is a little hot, but, I'm not sure if, could be possibly a clipping it if the gain is too high, but maybe that's the spot to check to see if lowering the gain helps at all.
Yeah, let me see if I can get into this menu and see what I can do there. Thanks for helping me out there. I really appreciate it. I don't think I've made a contact on this radio yet, so it's good to know that I got to fuss around with it a little bit in order to get the audio quality up. Thanks a lot. WRJD.
Is it Ryan?
Yeah, this is Ryan. How you doing?
Doing okay. What kind of radio is it?
It is the Redivis MA1. I bought it. They had it on that, what do you call it, the Prime Days or what have you, so I don't know.
All right, yeah, no, I don't know nothing about it, of course, but it's clear, but understandable, but yeah, it definitely has a narrow bandwidth. It's like lacking some upper end or something. So it just gives it a bit of a muffled quality, but you know, you're clearly readable, understandable, just not the best you can be. And don't we all just want to be the best we can be?
Oh, come on, tell them it sounds like shit. It does. Sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher, I guess. Hey, you doing?
Yeah, stop pulling punches and beating around the bush. It's muffled. I said that. But it's not as bad as some radios I've heard.
Oh, no, but it sounds like poo-poo caca.
Yeah, because I want to know, because if I got to take this thing back, I'd rather just return it, you know?
I'd send it back and get my $5 back.
Yeah, it was a bit more than that, but I'll tell you what, yeah, I'm about there, because I don't see a lot of settings. I have a feeling it's bad audio on this thing.
Well, if you can't correct it, then I'd say, yeah, it's not acceptable. I thought there was some settings you could make.
There is. It's the Amazon return policy.
You might need to throw it into chirp or whatever. Try that. Maybe there's some settings there. Hey, you know.
If only everyone were candid with everyone, and it was a nice level playing field.
That's what we are out here. We're nice and playful.
Likes to rip the bandage off.
Tough crowd out here today, WTAKLS.
We like to make radio great again out here, damn it.
Good lord, though. That was the wrong transmission to make that comment, because that sounded horrific.
Yeah, somebody was doubling with me.
No, not you. KLL, what the hell's going on, man? You got some sort of a crazy buzz or something on your signal. Let's hear it again. I said it's a tough crowd out here today, WDKLL.
Yeah, and I doubled with them. That's why you had that weird noise.
Oh, okay. It didn't sound like it. It just sounded like him with a in the background. I didn't recognize it over the engine noise, the air conditioning, the road noise as Petrodyne. It sounded like just a consistent buzz. So there.
Safe to say he won.
Woo. Yes. He did.
Nobody wins out here. Is that Lance out there?
I am out here.
The siren test. Net control man.
Yeah, it was this one.
Yeah, I took the one at Perry and Belsey here out in Grand Blanc.
And so we need to update the database with the results. Yeah, last month they were 40 minutes late, so we didn't even get a touch last month.
Roger, roger. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
Do you hear a buzzing noise on the Holly repeater quite often or no?
I wasn't when I was downstairs, and I'm not now.
Okay, well, it's not now, but sometimes throughout the day, I've been getting just on a Holly repeater. I don't know what it is, some kind of buzzing noise. I don't know if it's local interference here or if it's on the repeater or what. I just thought I'd ask you because you're next door to me.
Well, turn your PL decode on and it'll tell you if it's coming from there or not, but I'm not hearing anything. And I have PL decode on.
I don't even know what that is. Guess I'll have to look that up. PL decode, huh?
Just make sure you tell on input and output. That'll tone down some of the noise, but you will get some weirdness this time of year when you get band openings.
Okay, I'll check that. I'm pretty sure it's same in and out, but thanks. I'll check it. WDKL.
Num-num-num. WFSO. Had to refill my water. And I grabbed a nice tea. Well, somebody used a bag, but it wasn't me.
To get the pre-made stuff.
Yeah, it's no hose wife's tea, but it does. It meets, so it's okay. God, grabbed a sheet of jerky while I was up there, too. Well, the farm I get my meat from, they had it, they had original recipe and pepper, So I got a pound of each, and it's like flat sheets. Kind of, I like it actually. It's different than just like chunks or whatever. They sheet it really thin. I had to order, they had bacon in stock finally. So I was like, oh, I needed to order, or, you know, fill my, you know, I was down to just, I had some jowl bacon left, and that was it. And so I was like, ooh, bacon's in stock? I need to order bacon. So.
Bacon. I gotta go. Anyway.
Yep, all right. Sean, are you home yet?
Where'd everybody go?
I don't know where Lance went. I asked where you were, and you didn't respond, so I figured you had a phone call.
Hey, what's a Holy Burger? Have you ever heard of that? Is it a chain?
A Holy Burger? I know a Halo Burger makes you feel heavenly, but a Holy Burger? And Lance is back. You guys doubled.
Alpha check. I think that's what I saw. Anyhow, a little place that the that I never noticed before. I'm going to look that up, see if I got it right. Because, yeah, maybe I'm my mind's thinking Halo Burger. Kind of awfully similar, right? Halo, Holy, Heavenly.
Well, it's actually called Holy Cow Burgers, I'm assuming, in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, what's that all about? Never seen it before. I mean, do they use, like, Indian cows?
Okay, it's a halal burger joint with locations in New York and Warren, Michigan. They are known for high-quality halal burgers, including classic, holy, and impossible burgers, as well as chicken tenders, sliders, french fries, milkshakes. Holy Cow offers plant-based and gluten...
Holy repulsive!
Exactly. So they're classic. They have a classic burger. The Holy Burger is brisket and short rib patty meat.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now I'm turning. Well, they got an online presence. I can check it out. Maybe I'll see if the wifey poo wants to have a Holy Burger tonight. And, she'll say, get out of here with that. I'll say, no, not that.
Yeah, Warren, 28805 Mound Road, Warren, Michigan. I got a lot of places in New York. So it's holyburger.nyc is the website. So we've got the Holy Burger, which is short rib and brisket blend patty topped with American cheese, holy sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion. The classic burger is a smashed quarter pound of chuck topped with American cheese, holy sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion. The specialties. New York cheesesteak. They've got a chopped cheese, of course. And then sliders, chopped cheese sliders. Wow.
Do they have prices? What do you pay for this experience? And I don't necessarily mean down to the dollar, but does it look pricey or typical or what?
It says the classic 3.2-ounce patty topped with American cheese, holy sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion is $8 on Toast Tab. That's when I go to the menu online here. A holy dog is $3.50. Holy Tenders. I got Classic Burger. A Holy Burger. The Holy Burger is $12.50. Holy crap. Although you can get a double smashed onion Holy Burger for $12.50. What's up with that?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking I gotta try it. Gotta find out.
They're chopped cheese sliders, $18. The chopped cheese is $17. It looks like it's a pretty good sized sandwich though, but it just says 7 ounces shaved prime rib. I don't know, I think it's on the higher side for sure. At least the toast, I mean, these are the toast tab prices, so maybe it's a little different in-store?
Speaking of sliders, have you been to Sliders? I went there once, and I thought it was okay. But I can't recall. Savvy Sliders, that's what I'm talking about. Sorry about that. You even got those up your way?
Yeah, I tried it. They were doing the Alliance thing last fall, was it? We got one over at Hill and Fenton there. So I got one for $20. It was $20 for the slider case or whatever it was. I was not impressed.
Roger. So they don't have that Holy Burger, Holy Cow Burger, whatever. They don't have an actual corporate website. You're just getting the information from like a Uber or something like that, Uber Eats or something.
No, it's holyburgerny.nyc is the website. And then when you click on locations, and then you can bring up their menu right there, but it doesn't give you price. But if you go to locations and then click on Warren, it takes you to their Toast Tab website, which is what they built their portal for online ordering.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so there's a website. Cool. I'll check it out when I get home, see what that's all about. We may have to try it if my wife agrees and there's something there that tickles her fancy. We may do that tonight. And then I'll be able to report back, and I can say, they're holy, but they're not quite heavenly.
It looks like they've got, holy sauce, a peri-peri sauce, Mambo sauce? That's kind of a DC thing, I thought, the Mambo sauce. Hot honey, mustard, barbecue, vegan holy sauce, cheese sauce, vegan peri-peri sauce, and they have a hot sauce, and they have hot honey. So, but the Mambo, I think that's more of a DC thing, isn't it?
I have no idea. Mambo? Isn't that a Caribbean dance? I don't know.
I Googled it, and yeah, it is. It's a DC sauce. Excuse me. Mambo is sauce. Google AI just told me Mambo sauce is strongly associated with Washington, D.C. It is sweet, tangy, and spicy condiment, often described as a similar to barbecue or sweet and sour sauce.
Man, I don't know. I've heard about them pizza joints in Washington, D.C. I don't know if I want any sauce out of Washington.
Wow.
They got some young thing, I'm out.
You don't want cream some young guy?
The vegan part and the gluten-free part's got me a little, my hackles up a little bit. I'm kind of, I kind of throw up a little when I hear that. But the rest of it sounds pretty good. So if I can, just shield my eyes, look away from the vegan selections, we could probably get through it.
I mean, you can get pints of Häagen-Dazs. They have something called the Fruity Pebble Milkshake. cookies and brownies as well. Fruity Pebble milkshake. Nostalgic blast of color and crunch.
Yeah, I'm probably going to skip the Fruity Pebbles. That's for sure. I'm probably going to skip milkshakes and ice cream altogether because it's not good for me.
It's not good for me either, but... Okay, now on the fries, they say their fries are seasoned, so the french fries are seasoned. You can get either that, onion rings, well, chicken nuggets, cheese fries, loaded fries, topped with cheese, chicken, or beef, and their signature sauce, mozzarella sticks. But this one here, here's this thing, sweet potato tots. I love me a tater tot, and I like a sweet potato, but I've never seen a sweet potato tot before.
Yeah, can't help you there. I'm not a sweet potato guy. I don't dislike them. I just don't ever have them for some reason or another. A couple of times I've tried them. I think they're okay. They were just, they were more desserty than starch, you know, like a starch. All right, pulling up to the Walgreens drive-thru. Got to deal with it. WFU.
All right. Going back to work. WFS.
Man, was that fast. W8RKD. W8RKD. How am I sounding now, W8RJD? W8RCY responding. You sound loud, crystal clear, and audio is perfect, practically full quality. Perfect. That's good to hear. Yeah, like, I was on a different radio earlier. I was getting terrible audio reports, and so... I think I'm taking that other radio back to Amazon. Good thing they got a good return policy, but thanks for coming back to me, W8RJD. Oh, I thought you might have fixed the problematic one, but thank God Amazon does have the return policy, but I've got a beef with them about returning a pair of track pants with them. So sometimes the return policies aren't all that great, but, you know, then again, I'm not a Prime member either because I don't buy enough from them to warrant the $14 a month fee or whatever it is now. So that's just my take on Amazon. I do buy a few things, but I don't get packages every day delivered to my door like some people. Have a good afternoon. W8RCY. We're clear.
Amazon could be, Amazon's, there's a love-hate relationship with Amazon. Thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it. W8RJD.
K-E-8-Y-N-U-N-8-W-R-O.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Curious if you and Wally are going to head out southwest to Pontiac tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to try to get more information here on the cruise and try to get all that information written down so we can get it out to the other guys. And I'm stuck in traffic trying to get over to Hawaii, but almost there.
Excellent. Well, I will clear the channel in case he's listening. You guys can go direct. Have a good trip. Safe trip, and I hope you get the information. This is NAWRO.
Sounds good, there, Tim. Have a good night. 73 CIA. We'll talk down the page. This is KYNU standing by.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah. I'll be there in about 5 minutes. Now.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm stuck here on 26 and 94. So I'm like 7-8 minutes out. So.
If it's easier, I can meet you in the Myers parking lot. Probably be easier.
If you want to, that's totally fine.
Okay, it'd probably be easier. That way we both wouldn't have to backtrack one of us. So, all right, I'll see you in the Myers lot. W8FU.
Quiet.
Don't tell me what to do. I do what I want, whatever. Come on, man, you anteed up. Now play your hand.
KE8LAX Mobile.
WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
KFA DPZ.